Coming up in this episode, the football photographer who captured iconic images of Cloughy.
Well, I was summoned, as usual, by Cloughy's secretary, Carol, to be at the boss's house Sunday. And they'd got the Littlewoods Cup and the Simod Cup. So I'd done some photographs of Brian with his family and the cups. And I thought, oh, I wouldn't mind one of these myself, actually. So I got my camera on a tripod and I asked Simon, who's Nigel Clough's brother, to take the photograph.
And how about getting a lift back from Wembley on the team coach?
Cloughy turned to me and said, how did you get here, young man? And I said, I came down with the office staff and said, would you like to come back with the team? Get yourself on the bus. So I was actually sitting behind Brian Clough, who had his own seat, right next to Albert the driver.
You'll also hear why Cloughy was the perfect subject when it came to taking headline-grabbing photos.
Well, I think there was the opportunity to do something different because Cloughy was predictably unpredictable, actually. So he could switch the smile on, he could be really grumpy and telling somebody off, and then you go, Brian, ready? And he turned and he'd go, bing, and smile, and you would never have realised he was... Yes. Not in a happy frame of mind.
All that and many more behind-the-scenes stories you won't want to miss.
Hello, it's Simon Clough here. This is the Green Jumper podcast with Marcus Alton.
My guest for this episode is a man who's responsible for many iconic photographs of Brian Clough. In fact, he was the official photographer at Nottingham Forest during Clough's amazing success at the City Ground, and it's John Sumpter. It's lovely to see you.
And you, Marcus.
Well, we've been looking through some of your old photos from the archives here, and I think we have to start with the Simod Cup final. It was around 1989, I think it was, and you went down to Wembley with the team, and when they won, you were actually allowed into the dressing room.
Yes, I was. I took the opportunity to come off the pitch with Nigel Clough, which got me access through the stewards and into the dressing room where Brian Clough was holding court and numerous photographs were taken and numerous drinks were consumed, of course. So Cloughy had all sorts of guests coming in who had to have photographs with him and the cup.
And there's one here that we're looking at. He's got his green jumper on and arms round Stuart Pearce.
He has, yes, and Maurice Roth, the chairman's in there as well, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I went all the way around the dressing room taking photographs of each player or players with the cup.
Yeah, and if we're looking at, this is in the centre pages of the match against Millwall in May 89, and it's the headlines, Those Wembley Celebrations. This is the Littlewoods Cup we're looking at
so
now.
We went twice that year, didn't we, by the looks of it? So we got fed up with going to Wembley, to be honest. It was, I think, about seven times. It was okay going there, but getting out was a nightmare coming back. So I actually came back one year with the team at Cloughy's invitation on the team coach.
That was the Littlewoods Cup final?
Yeah.
So these pictures that we're looking at now are some of the backroom staff here on the coach.
Well, we've got Archie Gemmell. We've got Graham Lyons, who was the physio. And then on the other side of the table is Paul White, who was the club secretary, and Liam O'Kane. So I was actually sitting behind Brian Clough, who had his own seat, right next to Albert the driver. And Cloughy was selecting the music as we drove out of the... Buddy Holly, that was it. I always think of Buddy Holly. When Albert put a tape in and he put Buddy Holly on. And as we drove out the tunnel on the coach, that was playing Buddy Holly tune. So we sat off up the motorway and it was heaving with traffic, so we were crawling along. But it was very entertaining, shall we say.
Yeah. And did you manage to have a chat with Cloughy at all on the coach?
I was talking to him, not with him, and I got told to shut up in there on certain terms. He'd put me off the bus if I talked anymore. So I thought I'd better be... discreet, and I moved to the back of the coach where all the players were making a row and having a few drinks and sat with them and took, as you can see, took photographs with them waving the cup and looking very happy.
Yeah. How did you come to actually get on the team coach? Because he was quite selective, wasn't he, on who he allowed to travel with the team?
Yes, well, I'd gone down with the commercial office on the staff coach and had lunch with them at the hotel right next to Wembley Stadium. They won the game and I got in the dressing room, as I said, and finished taking photographs and Cloughy turned to me and said, how did you get here, young man? And I said, I came down with the office staff and said, would you like to come back with the team? Well, as a Forest fan, there are not many invitations like that. So get yourself on the bus. So I ended up sitting right behind him and was chattering away and got told to shut up, as I said.
But you took the opportunity to go to the back of the bus. And yeah, as we've seen now in the archives, some fantastic photos with the players. Now, there's another one that goes back to about 1980, a really famous one, with Cluffy wearing what is actually a bag saying Big Head, and he's wearing it on his head. You took this one. He's sitting next to Peter Taylor. What's the background to that?
Right, well, I was given the opportunity to go down and take some pictures of Peter Taylor and Brian Clough as a test to see if I was up to the quality was fine, because they were looking for another photographer. So I got down at the designated time and ushered into the boardroom, and Clough and Taylor were sat there, and they just won the league. So it's 78. So the league trophy's there. So I did shots of them. Oh, and their families as well, actually, I think I seem to remember. Then Cluffy suddenly appeared with this big head hat. It's a hat or a bag.
Yes.
So he's got that on his head. So that was referring to old Big Head. So I passed the test, and Peter Taylor said, "This could be the biggest break you've ever had." Not realising I was going to be there for 40-odd years. So, yeah,
never look back, really. Yeah, it's fantastic. Whose idea was it to put it on his head? Did he just go along with it?
Yes, I soon realised you could actually ask him to do things. And he hated ditherers. So he was more than happy to do what you wanted, but not be rude to him, but be positive. And one quick little anecdote. When adverts started appearing around the ground, Brian Clough had one in the corner of the West Pitchford end, right in the far corner on the main stand, and it said Brian Clough Limited. And I think it was the Daily Mail asked me to be there on the Saturday before the game to photograph him with the board. So I turned up at 10 a.m. and it actually snowed overnight, and we walked across the pitch to this sign which said Brian Clough Limited. And he stood in front of it, and I said, that's not working, Brian. He said, what do you mean? I said, I need you to be behind the sign. What was a concrete wall there at the time? So he said, what, behind? I said, yeah. He literally vaulted over the over the wall and leant, I'm demonstrating now, with his arms on top of the sign.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the picture that was in the Daily Mail. And it said, Brian Clough Limited, otherwise known as Nottingham Forest.
Yeah.
So we walked back across the pitch into his office and had to have a drink to celebrate the photograph being taken.
Yeah.
But that was in the mail on the Monday morning.
So he was okay being directed,
yes,
shall we say,
yeah,
to get the best photo.
Absolutely. I've often been told, if you don't tell me where you want me, you won't do the photograph in a minute. I've been sort of ummed and awed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, talking about being directed, we've got a photo here which is just amazing from one of the match day programmes. It was January 92, it appeared. And he's in his office wearing the green top with a monkey, which is basically a soft toy called Eric the monkey. He's pointing his finger at him because Eric is sitting in his chair. So what's the story behind this one?
Well, the club journalist, John Lawson, said there's a picture opportunity in Cluffy's office. I think this is after a game. It's quite a large toy, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the life size of a monkey, really. So Cluffy's put it in his chair. It's got a cigar in its mouth, and Cluffy's pointing at it, having a laugh and a joke, which I took the photograph. But that was used by the Daily Mirror without my consent. And it was on the back page, half a page illustration in the Mirror on the Monday morning. And I was a bit worried that I'd get in trouble for it. And it said, the caption was, top banana, and there's Cluffy pointing at the monkey and saying things. So I got onto the Mirror, and they said, well, we tried to find you, but we couldn't at the game. Mm. So we used it anyway, but I insisted that they paid me, which, to be fair, they did.
Good, yeah.
And Brian Clough never mentioned it. So they offered to write a letter to say I'd not given them permission, but I said, we'll see what happens. And nothing happened to my release. So
he was happy with it, really, I think, yes. Because it says in the programme that this big soft toy that's monkey that's wearing a flat cap as well was a Christmas present from his daughter Elizabeth, and it had taken up residence in his office. And it starts, the article starts, listen here, you young monkey, if you think you're getting my job, you've got another thing coming. It was probably John Lawson who wrote that, I would think.
Yes, he was the program editor at the time, the journalist.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Obviously, you mentioned about the test, as it were, to see whether you were up to being the photographer. And of course, you passed that with flying colours. And we've got the first ever team photo, I think you took.
Yes, that was taken 1978, September. And it was actually for a book about Forest and their winning the league. So all the trophies were brought out. So we've got the league title there, we've got Charity Shield, yeah. Got the League Cup, the Bells Manager of the Year Award, the PFA Award for, I think it was Kenny Burns, Sports Writers Award, yeah. Which was Peter Shilton, Tony Wilcott's got the Young Player of the Award, yeah. Award. So I set all that up and Cluffy turned to me and said, "Do you play chess, young man?" I said, "I don't, Brian." He said, "It looks like it." And he rearranged all the trophies. I didn't realise it was the Bells Manager of the Year trophy. So that was on the other side of the team group. So that was promptly put where Cluffy was standing.
Yes.
And it's very well arranged, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You're quite proud, really, of how all the players are
symmetrical, isn't it?
Symmetrical, lined up with Burns, Bowyer, Anderson, Barrett and Clark on the very back row. Yeah. All lined up. Symmetrically, and Cluffy on the right hand side, not in a green jumper, but in a blue tracksuit, standing behind his Bells Manager of
and
the
Jimmy
Year.
Jimmy Gordon, the trainer, come physio. They used to do a multitude of things in those days.
Yeah,
he's the
yeah.
one that followed him from Derby, wasn't it?
That's right. Yes.
But he was actually working in when Cluffy left Derby. He went to work at Rolls Royce, Jimmy Gordon, and he was working in I think it was the parts or the spares department at Rolls Royce. Cluffy came to Forest and promptly got him out to work for him at Forest again. But I think it helped with Forest. Being a Forest fan, I obviously know all the players. So instead of saying, "Excuse me, can you, like Kenny, can you move in a bit?" Or Robbo, down here a bit and whatever. So,
yeah. And the players were always quite cooperative, were they?
Mostly. Yes.
Now, you were actually invited into Cluffy's back garden for a photo. And ended up with a great photo that you've really kept as a treasured memory yourself. What happened?
Right, well, I was summoned, as usual, by Cluffy's secretary, Carol, to be at the boss's house Sunday. And they'd got the Littlewoods Cup and the Simod Cup. So I'd done some photographs of Brian with his family and the cups. And I thought, oh, I wouldn't mind one of these myself, actually. So I got my camera on a tripod and I asked Simon, who's Nigel Clough's brother, to take the photograph. So he took a picture of me standing next to Brian Clough, and Cluffy actually passed me the Littlewoods Cup and said, "You hold the cup, I'll hold the Simod Cup." So I've nearly got the cup in front of my face, which when Brian saw it, said, "You nearly ruined that look."
Yeah.
But he signed the photograph and put, "John, lots of love, Brian." And that's on his back garden, looks like a football pitch, doesn't it behind?
It's fantastic. And there he's in his white top and white shorts.
Football shorts and his white trainers. And you think he used to live in those shorts, actually. Apart from when I did go another time.
Yes.
When he got his OBE from the Queen at Buckingham Palace. And again, I was asked to be at his house on the Monday morning. And I was all dressed up in his morning suit, top hat, with his award pinned to his lapel, and his wife was there, did family photographs, and he actually introduced me to Barbara, who I'd never met before. I said, "This is John, he's a proper photographer. The other photographer is Trevor, he's just from the post." Right. So, which went down well.
Had a bit of a laugh,
So there's a nice smiley picture of Brian on his back lawn with a top hat, but he didn't actually have any photographs taken at Buckingham Palace, apparently, which I read in the paper, so it was a nice exclusive for me again.
But another photo, which I didn't realise you'd taken, and it's really become iconic now, the 91 Cup final, where he's being introduced to Princess Diana, and he's shaking hands with her, and he's got both hands clasped round hers. You must be very proud of that.
Well, I am, because I was that close to them in the centre circle. I could actually hear the conversation. And Cluffy's got a rosette saying the world's greatest grandpa on his pinned on his lapel. And while he's holding her hand and gazing into her eyes, she said, "Oh, world's greatest grandpa, is that true?" And he went, "Yes, beauty, it is."